Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama today became the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city of Hiroshima, Japan, where an American warplane dropped an atomic bomb 71 years ago during World War II. After laying a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial along with Japanese President Shinzo Abe, Mr. Obama spoke to those gathered, including survivors of the bomb that killed 80,000 and destroyed Hiroshima.
In the image of a mushroom cloud that rose into these skies, we are most starkly reminded of humanity's core contradiction, how the very spark that marks us as a species, our thoughts, our imagination, our language, our tool making, our ability to set ourselves apart from nature and bend it to our will. Those very things also give us the capacity for unmatched destruction.
Before his arrival at the Peace Plaza, President Obama met with U.S. and Japanese troops not far from Hiroshima. Members of the Group of Seven wealthiest economies called global growth their urgent priority and expressed concern about North Korea, Russia, and maritime disputes at their summit in Japan as it came to a close today. Numerous people feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast. 80 were rescued. Meantime, Greek authorities have completed the evacuation of the country's biggest refugee camp near the Macedonian border. Greek police said about 800 people were transported to official shelters in other parts of Greece. This is VOA News.